Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. Show starts right now.
There's tears coming down my face this morning, knowing what these gentlemen did for us so long ago. You're right. They are heroes. There'll never be anybody else like them.
Just a thought, as I'm looking at those old men sitting behind President Trump who were so brave back at Normandy, they were barely in their 20s on that day.
They left a legacy that will last not only for 1,000 years, but for all time.
Oh my goodness. It's so painful to listen to Trump speak.
Oh, that's kind of a mood killer, lady. I mean, come on, give the man a break. He's been traveling for 3 days. He's on the beach. He's sucking in the air. And he's paying tribute to, of course, all the brave men who died 75 years ago today. You know, it's so interesting to hear about that because that's the thing about history. It just keeps getting further back in our minds. And so many people are even unaware of D-Day and Normandy and, you know, what happened and the countries that were involved and the massive planning that went into it and all that was at stake and how if the mission failed or didn't go off just right. If any of the elements, including the weather and the waves and the element of surprise, if anything, you know, thwarted the attack, we'd be living in a totally different world today. So it is definitely a day to look back and to reflect. And that's one of the reasons why this state visit that Donald Trump has been on for the last week or so has been so important, not just because he's been hobnobbing with the Queen and all the royals at Buckingham Palace, but because he does get to be there at Portsmouth and Normandy today to commemorate the 75 years, man. That is crazy. 75 years since the invasion at Normandy. And we'll be playing clips from Donald Trump all through the day. You'll be hearing more about it, I'm sure. And it is, as it is, the big story today. What's up? This is the Mark K. Show. My name is Mark K. And not only is it the 75th anniversary of D-Day, but...
Hey, Mark K. and all the listeners. Happy Friday Eve, everyone.
That is very exciting. It's the day before the weekend, which is awesome. And the other Josh is out today. I guess he's like, oh, screw it, I'll take a long weekend. He's out today, but that's okay. We have Scott and we have Hannah here. We got a dream team and we've got crack staff. So if you're trying to get through, somebody will answer your phone call. 855-765-1045. Someone will be there. If you're leaving an open mic message, someone will be there to play it. Have no fear. If you're watching on Twitch, hi. Thank you so much for being here. You know, don't forget to comment below. And if you're on Facebook, man, we love our Facebook streamers. This would be a good time because we're about to really get into it. This would be a great time for you to hit that share button and share the wealth. As we always say, if you love this show, odds are somebody on your feed, one of your friends, one of your family members, one of your coworkers, somebody who follows everything you do and enjoys all of your online content, somebody who just can't wait to see what you're up to, they're going to love it too. And consequently, if there's people on your feed that you think would hate this show, who don't like Donald Trump, who don't like the direction America is going in, who don't like political talk radio, if there's someone like that on your feed, then definitely share it, because what better way to annoy them? And what more fun thing is there to do than to annoy liberals? That's my motto, at least. 855-765-1045 is the number. So speaking of liberals and speaking of the election, there's something that happened yesterday that I wanted to bring up, because apparently the fake news polls are back. And this is interesting because this became a big story yesterday. I saw in the Drudge Report that Donald Trump had some poll trouble already. We're not even at 2020. We're not even in 2020 yet. And it is poll trouble for Donald Trump because he is losing in some state polls where he should be winning. One of them is Texas. And the Quinnipiac University poll yesterday said that Joe Biden had a 4-point lead on Donald Trump in Texas. Not only that, but Donald Trump was like basically tied in a statistical dead heat, as they say, with pretty much everybody running on the Democratic ticket. Joe Biden leading Donald Trump by 4 points. President Trump, 46% to Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's 45%. That's a 1 percentage point. They're at basically even in Texas. Trump, 47% to Senator Bernie Sanders, 44%. Again, statistically a dead heat. Trump, 48% to Beto O'Rourke's 45%. Now, this one is the one that interests me most, because if you think Beto O'Rourke is ever going to be a thing again, this seals the deal right here. Beto O'Rourke came within inches of defeating Senator Ted Cruz in Texas. He was so popular. Beto O'Rourke came within inch. I mean, he was just the smallest little modicum away from beating Ted Cruz. He raised $60 million in the state for his campaign. He was able to do something that was unheard of. Then, of course, he parlayed that into a presidential run. And now in his home state of Texas, he only has 45% of the vote against Donald Trump, who, let's face it, I mean, if you can't have if you have the same percentage, rather, as Elizabeth Warren in your own state, you're not going to win. He's going to be the Marco Rubio of Texas when it all comes down to it. Trump, 46% to Pete Buttigieg's 44%. Trump, 47% to Kamala Harris's 43%. Even Mayor Julian Castro has 43% to Trump's 46%. So this is something that is worrying, I guess, the Drudge Report. It's worrying some Republicans. It's worrying people who don't remember what happened with the polls last time around. The interesting thing about these polls, and I don't understand the liberal mind, I don't understand how the Democrats work, but last time around, I really believe that the polls were the thing that did Hillary Clinton in. Okay, she was a horrible candidate. She was a criminal. She had an awful background. Nobody really wanted her to be president. There's all that. Bernie Sanders and the Democrats and all his supporters hated her because she rigged the system with the superdelegates. Yes, that all happened. That is true. But there's something bigger and deeper that happened to Hillary Clinton's campaign in the end. And it was these poll numbers that were inflated, that were wrong, that were showing her with a strong lead in various parts of the country where in the end she didn't have one. These poll numbers that showed her +5 in Pennsylvania, +5 in Wisconsin, +6 or +7 in Michigan, places where she should have been campaigning, but she didn't because the polls told her it was all locked up. Hillary Clinton, I mean, her ego also told her that, but true, let's be honest. And Hillary Clinton's ego told her that Donald Trump would never be president, that she would never have to worry about it. Hillary Clinton, who was the first lady of Arkansas, the first lady of the United States, a senator from New York City, and the Secretary of State for Barack Obama, she knew that she was, of course, the logical next choice to be president. But these polls, these polls lied to her. These polls came in and they told her what her ego was telling her all along. She was winning. She was the one. She was the one that everybody wanted. And I think she stopped campaigning. I mean, also, a lot of people think that she wasn't. A lot of people think she just didn't have the energy to campaign. She could barely walk. Some people thought she was dead and they were using a body double for the remainder of the campaign. And that's why she never actually gave a concession speech for 4 days later. But in the end, basically what happened in that last final push for Hillary Clinton's campaign was that these polls gave her voters and her campaign and herself a false sense of security. So it's shocking to me that the Democrats and the media and the pollsters and everybody who wants Donald Trump out are playing the same game, thinking they're going to have a different outcome. They're already feeding into the mindset of Joe Biden that he's a runaway kid, that he's going to come into these Republican strongholds, these red states like North Carolina, like Texas. He's going to come into Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan. They're feeding into his I don't know what his confidence already. And it's not even 2020. We don't even have one candidate yet. They're basically giving every single Democratic candidate confidence to continue down this path. And in the end, what's going to happen is you're going to see a lot of these candidates do exactly what Hillary Clinton did. They're going to rest on their laurels. They're going to believe that they won, and they're going to neglect a city or a state or a county or a district or an area that Donald Trump is going to spend days just hitting. He's going to get on his plane and he's going to fly to three or four different states every single day. He's going to give three or four different rallies every single day. We saw it before. We're seeing it happen now. He's coming to Orlando. It's all in the works. And if these polls continue to lie to these candidates the way they did in 2016, it only benefits one person, and that is Donald Trump. I don't understand why they're playing the same game and they think that they're going to come up with a different income. They say the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over again and expect a different result. Oh, and I guess I just answered my own question. I guess they're insane. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. We already got some people online that want to comment. We'll talk to you guys here in just a minute. We have a ton of open mic messages. And of course, what the bleep? Because it's Friday Eve. And that's something we like to do every single Thursday, whether the other Josh is here or not. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name's Mark Kaye. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We're so excited that you're here. Thursday, that is exciting. Tomorrow's Friday, which is great. We're going to be playing some What the Bleep a little later on today, and we've got a ton of people already calling in. Also, some open mic messages.
I was wanting to find out if anybody can enlighten me on how to obtain tickets to Trump's 2020 kickoff, election kickoff at the Amway Center on June 18th. I've tried through the website and everything, and it says correspond with an email or a text message, and I never get an email or a text message, either one. So if you can enlighten me, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's no shocker. I think you'll get closer, the closer you get to the date. But yeah, what you do is you go to the official website, DonaldJTrump.com. That is his official campaign website. And right there on the main page, it says register for the rally. Register for the rally in Orlando, and you can get free to all the tickets are free. I think it's like a lottery system. The place seats like, what, 40,000 people or 30, a lot of people. So there'll be a lot of tickets for this one, but you do need to get on the list. And I don't think they email you or text you immediately. I mean, I put in my media passes, which again, I told everyone, I said, look, don't ever go to a Trump rally as media. But this one, I just, we had to be there. We had to put in the media passes. You'll probably see me lurking around in the crowd, because standing on the media platform with the media is just, it's the worst. And I was telling Hannah the other day, because she wants to go too. She put in for media passes. And I said, it's awful, because what happens is you're standing there and inevitably either Donald Trump or somebody else will point to the media and say, well, look, there they are, the fake news media. And the entire crowd of 20,000 people all turned to you, and they have these angry looks on their face, and they start going, boo, yeah, you suck, boo, fake news. And it was the first time it happened to me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm never sitting in the media section again. But, yeah, what you do is you go in there and you fill out your information. You will get an email and or a text message. It will just take it'll probably be closer to the event. As we get closer, you'll get more info. Orlando, or is it DonaldJTrump.com? 855-765-1045 is our number. Randy in Fernandina Beach. How you doing, Randy?
Good, Mark. Good morning. Quickly, Trump's violating one of my primary rules about liberals. The best thing about liberals is you just let them keep talking. And I hope that as he goes through time, that he'll sort of divorce himself from the Democratic primary and let it play out. My other comment is,
what do you mean? Hold on one second. What do you think he's doing? What is he doing in regards to the Democratic primary that he's interjecting himself that you don't like?
And pointing things out. The more he talks about these people, the more attention he gives them. Let it go. Let it ride. You know, if they point fingers at you, whatever. I'd point to John Kerry and Al Gore and others over time.
Yeah.
They wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
And it cost. And I think that's one of the things that he needs to be careful about going into next year, because there are a lot of women that are listening. I'm a huge supporter of his. I was one of the first people out there with him in some events here in Fernandina. And I think the guy's doing a terrific job. He needs to be a little sensitive to that. My other comment is, when Bill Clinton went over for the 50th anniversary, D-Day anniversary, there wasn't one mention from the media about the fact that he immigrated to Canada. No one said a word about that. But by golly, they were talking about his feet and his bone spurs this morning on Fox News. Really? It's the height of hypocrisy.
Yeah, no. Well, that is true. You're right about the hypocrisy of the media. I mean, we knew that. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. That's an interesting point. Different war, but yeah, he did spend some time in Canada. Look, by the way, speaking of Canada, I almost forgot. If you see Mayor Curry today, go easy on him, because the Warriors lost handedly to the Toronto. In fact, I tweeted him this morning when I saw the score, and I said, hey, I wonder if Mayor Curry is going to call in sick from work today, because he didn't tweet as much last night. He wasn't all gung-ho tweeting as he was a couple nights ago, because now it's 2-1 Toronto. Anyway, well, that guy just reminded me of when he talked about Canada. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. More of your phone calls, more of your open mic messages on this very special D-Day edition of The Markay Show. It's News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.
I've got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Mark, all that is fake news. They always say the Republicans are losing.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because it doesn't really bode well for them.
You know, it's funny, Mark K, when the polls are for the Democrats, they're fake. But when they're for Donald Trump, it's the truth. Get over it, Mark. He's a loser.
That'd be true, except what poll is ever for Donald Trump? Show me one. Show me one poll that puts Donald Trump in the lead anywhere besides, like, West Virginia or Alaska. And we'll have a good debate about that. What's up? This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. And it is D-Day. Donald Trump is over in Normandy at Portsmouth, and he is honoring the fallen soldiers, both American and British and all the other allied forces who fought there and died there to liberate Europe from Germany, all of Europe from Germany. And it is quite the celebration. And we've been playing clips from it on the air all morning long. We got a couple questions about D-Day.
Hey, Mark, I got two questions. First one is, why are all our dead buried overseas? Why didn't they bring them home? I know that the French donated the land to bury our dead, but why didn't they bring them home? Second question is, what does D stand for in D-Day?
You know what? Those are both great questions. And you know, it's interesting to me because here's the problem with history and time. As it goes on, as it continues to move, as it goes from the 50th anniversary of D-Day to the 75th anniversary to the 100th, more and more people are going to forget what actually happened. More and more people. I mean, we still have some survivors from the invasion alive now. At the 100th celebration, we won't. And as history continues to move forward, people forget. Like, for example, I don't even know if millennials these days know any of these things about D-Day. Luckily, we have a millennial that works here on our staff, Hannah, who we've dragged into the studio against her will again. Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Great. Do you know anything about D-Day?
Well, I mean, I learned about it approximately 8 years ago.
Approximately 8 years. What did you learn?
History. That it was a bloody, bloody time, but that is the start of the end of the war. with Germany.
Which war are we talking about?
World War II.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah, that was very good. Yeah.
That wasn't a question. That was a definitive statement, by the way.
I like how you put it. It was the beginning of the end of the war, which is probably about as true as a statement as anyone else could make. So congrats. How'd you do in history?
Oh, history was my favorite class.
Was it really?
That's why I was a poli sci minor, because I took so many history classes in my undergrad that I only needed two more classes to get my minor in it. So.
And now look, you hang out with us on a daily basis.
That's
not
right.
Using any of that knowledge. All right, so a couple questions came in. First of all, the first question he asked was, why are the American soldiers buried over there in France and not brought home? Did you know that there's a huge memorial with the soldiers, very similar to Arlington, but over there in Normandy?
I did.
Okay, do you know why it's there?
Well, because they died there.
They did die there.
But is there another reason besides that?
Quite frankly, I just believe that they didn't have the time or the resources to bring them over.
I think so much blood was shed there anyway that I think financially we probably couldn't afford it with all the expenses we had in the war.
And probably, let's be honest, for health reasons, you probably need to put those bodies in the ground pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So France said, hey, look, bury them here. We'll build a memorial. I mean, that would be my guess. I don't know definitively. That's tough to say. Here's the second question. Do you know what the D stands for in D-Day?
No. Doomsday.
Doomsday. That's you know what? A lot of people think that.
I don't really know. I just have always heard D-Day.
Yeah. You know what? It's good. The dumbest answer, and it's going to be so anticlimactic. It stands for day. It's basically...
I wish everyone could have seen my face just now, because I went from such a happy smile to, like, utter disappointment.
It's basically just like, you know, like D-Day. It was June 5th was D-Day, or the June 6th, I guess, was D-Day. Mm-hmm. And then it was D-1, D-2. It's just a way in the military to mark the day.
I should have known that.
And so the invasion was going to be on D-Day, which was the secret way of saying June the 6th. That's basically, so it's not as exciting as D-Day. You do know more, I would think, than probably most people.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's so kind.
Well, I mean, okay, most millennials.
Well, I'll take it.
In fact, since you're here, there's something I've been wanting to do for a while, and I think, you know, you're here, you're a millennial, you don't have anything to do for the next 20 minutes, so we're going to do something called the Millennial Match Game. Are you familiar with the Match Game?
I am. I watched YouTube episodes yesterday.
Hey, the Match Game. I watched that on YouTube. The Match Game, way back when, was a very popular game, and it was a lot of fun, and people could win prizes and things like that. It got a little risque at times, mm-hmm. and they just brought it back. Did you know they brought it back with Alec Baldwin?
I did, with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You don't seem very excited about that.
He's just not a kind person, but he has great charisma.
Okay, great. Well, he's got one thing going for him. Mm. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some Millennial Match Game, and we're going to get inside the mind of the millennial. So if you are a millennial, or if you know any millennials, if you think you can match answers with a millennial, give us a buzz right now. 855-765-1045. We'll get a couple contestants on the line. 855-765-1045 is the number, and in just a minute here, we will play Millennial Match Game. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I have lots of places to be.
Okay, perfect. Susan from the West Side. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Hey, great. What do you want to say today, Susan?
Okay, here's my question. Everybody's gone mad about this climate change in America. We have to do all of this. America is only 5% of the population of the planet. How will what we do save the world? What are they doing with China, Venezuela, Russia,
India? Don't forget,
pollution. How are we going to change it, and how are we causing it?
Well, we're not. I mean, we're not going to change it for the rest of the world. It is, and we touched on this a little bit yesterday during Whatever You Want Wednesday. Somebody had a similar question, and it is global warming. It's not American warming. Global warming is a global problem and a global issue, and is caused by a global community. But the people here that are against global warming and climate change can't do anything about the rest of the world. They can only denounce and complain about the United States of America, and that's what they do. But here's the other thing, too. Global warming isn't an issue that anyone really wants change, because once the problem is, when you're a Democrat and you start to complain about something, you get notoriety, you get noticed, you get on television, you get elected to office. Then if the problem goes away, you really have no reason for being. You just go, you know, Republicans go home and they build businesses. Democrats, if there's no problems that they can complain about, they have nothing else to do with their lives. So global warming isn't something that they want to fix. It's something they want to continue to talk about forever. But no, there's no way that the United States is responsible for any climate change, and there's no way that we could fix it in and of ourselves. The other countries don't care. They don't want to do it. They're economically driven. And probably the better thing that we could do is continue to build things and create things and boost our economy. And then one day, if we do seriously have a problem, we'll have enough technology and money to figure out a way to fix it. Great question, though. 855-765-1045. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Kevin on the line. He wants to play the Millennial Match Game. We need one more contestant. Millennial Hannah is going to hang tight, and we'll see if you can get inside the mind of the young voter, if you can get inside the mind of the 20-something and see if you can match their political answers, see if you can figure out what's going on inside them, match their answers. Whoever matches the most will win a fantastic prize. We have to go find a fantastic prize. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. 855-765-1045. So we're going to do something we've never done before, which is always dangerous. So, you know, they always say you should take chances and experiment, but sometimes it just goes horribly wrong. Anyway, we're going to do something we like to call the Millennial Match Game. The Match Game, I think, is actually back. I think it was back on last night or two nights ago or whatever. But we're going to use Hannah, our resident millennial, and we're going to give you guys the chance to see if you can figure out what she's thinking. What, get inside the millennial mind and see how it works. And if you can win the Match Game, we'll give you a fantastic Mark K Show prize pack. Our first contestant is Kevin from the West Side. Kevin, hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, good. Kevin, are you a millennial?
Yeah, I am.
You are a millennial. Oh, look at that. So you're gonna be right in there. All right. Kevin, do you know how to play the Match Game? Are you familiar with it at all?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, what is, I mean, has the thing been gone that long? Golly, all right, well, this may be hard for you. You're gonna be playing against Lisa, who's in St. Augustine. Hi, Lisa, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, Lisa, are you familiar with the Match Game?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I'm assuming by that you are not a millennial.
I am not.
Okay, perfect. See how I figured that one out? There you go. Well, basically, here's how this works. We're going to read a sentence, and the sentence is going to have a blank. I'm then going to ask each of you to think of something that would fill in that blank. Hannah will write it down. You have to give us your answer, and then Hannah will show us what she wrote down. So we'll see if you can match up with the millennial mind. Kevin, since you're a millennial, this might be easier for you. But Lisa, since you're familiar with the game, this might be easier for you. So I'm kind of excited to see how this goes. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, Hannah, are you ready?
I am. I was born ready.
All right, here we go. Fill in this blank. Listen carefully, everybody. We'll give you a couple seconds, Hannah, to write your answer down, too, so you can think about it. Nancy Pelosi hates Donald Trump so much. She hates him so much that she told other Democrats she doesn't just want to impeach him. She wants to blank him. Nancy Pelosi hates Donald Trump so much. She told Democrats, I don't just want to impeach him. She wants to blank him. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. All right, Kevin, we're going to start with you, okay?
All right.
All right, Kevin, fill in that blank for me. Nancy Pelosi hates Trump so much. She told the other Democrats she doesn't just want to impeach him. She wants to blank him.
She wants to kill him.
She wants to kill him. Hannah, hold up your card and let everyone see what you wrote.
That is correct.
She wrote kill. Look at that. Kevin, nicely done. All right, here we are. Very nicely done. Lisa, are you ready for your first one?
Yes.
All right, here, let's see if you can get inside Hannah's mind the way Kevin did. Donald Trump made such an impression in England, but he accidentally insulted the Queen. When she asked him how he liked his tea, he said it tasted like blank. Donald Trump made an impression in England, but he accidentally insulted the Queen when she said, how do you like your tea? He said it tasted like blank. We'll wait for Hannah to stop writing, and then we'll see if we can get a match. Hannah, you ready?
I am ready.
All right, Lisa. Queen asked Donald Trump, how do you like your tea? He insulted her by saying it tasted like blank.
Crap.
I think that's kind of almost right.
What did you
I
want?
Wanted to say another word, but yeah, no, I know it was illegal on the radio.
Hannah, hold up to the camera. What
I
did
wrote
you write?
Toilet water.
Toilet water, which I assume would taste like crap.
I think so.
Okay, that's very nicely done. All right, good job. Well, you guys are killing it. 1-1. All right, Kevin, you ready? Here's another one for you.
Yeah.
Listen carefully and see if you can match with Hannah. Millennials know nothing about history. In fact, 9 out of 10 millennials think that the D in D-Day stands for blank. Millennials, they don't know anything about history. 9 out of 10 millennials think that the D in D-Day stands for blank. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
What do you think, Kevin?
Okay, so they think it stands for doom, but it stands for day.
Yeah, well, you just heard that one on the radio, probably. Hannah, what did you say?
I wrote doomsday. So, I mean, he said doom. I put doomsday. What do you think?
I think we have to count that. Right. Congratulations. Nicely done. All right, Kevin. You pull into the lead.
I didn't answer that already.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right, fine. I didn't know everyone listened to the show all 2 hours. Give me a break. Lisa, here we go. We'll give you a good one here, okay? This will be good. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Joe Biden has been out campaigning, and it's going really well. He has completely stopped sniffing random women's hair. Instead, he now just sniffs their blank.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on, wait. Hannah's got to write down her answer first.
Can I have that read one more time?
Joe Biden has been out campaigning, and it's going really well. He has completely stopped sniffing random women's hair. Instead, he now just sniffs their blank. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
You ready? Okay, all right. Here we go. Lisa, Joe Biden's out campaigning. It's great. He stopped sniffing random women's hair. Instead, he now just sniffs their blank.
Their hands? He's so gross. Who knows?
Thank you. Anyway, what did you write, Hannah?
I wrote neck.
You wrote neck. Oh, that's so close.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
It's okay.
You know what that means is that we have a winner. Kevin, congratulations.
Woo!
You have won the first ever Millennial Mash Game. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You are so well. That was actually Hannah, great job. Everyone give Hannah a big round of applause.
Thank you. I'm going to clap for myself.
Yeah, clap for yourself. I know, she's over here applauding herself. Great job, everybody. This is the Mark Kay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Mark, that's the reason those poll numbers were wrong, because the news media, they wanted to suppress the vote. They didn't want you to get out there and vote because there was no use. Hillary already had it won. That was plain and simple.
I've heard that before, too. And by the way, this is the Mark Kay Show. Thanks so much for joining us, and we appreciate you being here. And if you're watching on Facebook, and you haven't yet shared this, man, we are just getting warmed up. We just played the Millennial Match Game for the first time ever, and I definitely think that's a keeper. I think everybody had a good time, and it went off without a hitch. I only said one inappropriate thing, and we only had to censor the host of the show one time. So that's always a winner. But coming up, we've still got What the Bleep. But back to these polls, it's very important because the polls are already spawning. They're coming out. They're going into all of the battleground states, and Florida is a battleground state. Florida will be a purple state until Election Day. It will probably be one of the last states that is called. Once again, it always is. Ever since 2000, Florida takes their time. To Florida, nobody wants to call Florida. It doesn't matter how much of a landslide it seems. Florida will always, they're going to wait. They're going to count. They're going to recount. They're going to see. Fox is going to make sure CNN calls it. CNN's going to make sure ABC calls it. They're all going to, all the news organizations, because they're petrified. They're petrified of what happened in 2000. But basically what happens is these polls, he's right. They put them out there because they want, I guess they want Republicans to think that the Democrats have already won. And then they go, well, Hillary's already won the election. I'm just going to stay home. But I don't think Republicans think that way. I don't think people who despise Hillary Clinton, I don't think people who don't want Hillary Clinton to be president, I don't think people who don't want this to become a socialist country, I don't think those people are going to throw their hands up in defeat and stay home. I think those are the people that fight till the very end. And I think the opposite is true. I think what happens is when you put these polls out there that say Hillary Clinton's ahead by 5 points in Pennsylvania, Hillary Clinton's ahead by 5 in Wisconsin, Hillary Clinton has Michigan all wrapped up. You don't even need to go campaign it. Cancel the Detroit rally for Hillary because she's tired. Her foot hurts. She's been falling down the stairs and she doesn't want to go anyway. Plus, we've already got the super. We're fine. It's Michigan. No Republican is ever going to beat Michigan. Just publish another poll, and that'll keep all the Detroit Republicans home. Well, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. What happened was they published the polls. They said Hillary had already basically won. The election was hers to lose. And she did just that. She lost it. I think when the Democrats think they have a lead, they just stay home, which is why it's baffling to me that here we come again. We're not even to 2020 yet. We don't even have a candidate. We've still got 92 people running on the Democratic ticket. And the polls are popping out like. I don't know, like something that pops out of somewhere. The polls are coming out in North Carolina. Guess what? Donald Trump has a 4-point deficit against Joe Biden in North Carolina. Guess what? Donald Trump is losing in Texas by 4 points to Joe Biden. He's tied in Texas with Elizabeth Warren. He's only beating Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg by a couple of percentage points in Texas. These are the polls that we're starting to see already. Problems all across the red states. Though that's what's coming up. And it's the same game plan they did last time. And I'm not sure why they're doing it, because I don't think it's going to have a different outcome for them.
Einstein said doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is insanity. Well, I call it practice.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they feel that they weren't good enough about faking polls back then. And they think this time they've really got it down. They're like, okay, we've really got it down. And you know what? In all honesty, because look, we got this one. There's this one guy who hates me but loves the show, apparently, because he always listens and he always leaves us open mic messages. And we appreciate that. I don't care what you think about me, as long as you listen for as long as possible. And he came up with a really good point.
You know, it's funny, Mark K, when the polls are for the Democrats, they're fake. But when they're for Donald Trump, it's the truth. Get over it, Mark. He's a loser.
Okay, now a couple things about this. First of all, I have never seen a poll that says Donald Trump is winning. Outside of West Virginia, Alaska, maybe what, Utah, a couple other really conservative strongholds, I've never seen a poll that says Donald Trump was winning. Not in the primary, not in the general. If you went to Real Clear Politics and looked at the average, you would see blue plus two, blue plus one, blue zero, you know, or zero. They're tied. One of the rarest things in the entire world is evidence of a poll where Donald Trump is ahead. So I can't talk to that. But what I can speak to is these polls that were wrong. Every single one of them, every single rep. You know that the Gallup poll, they don't even do the presidential tracking poll anymore because they just wash their hands of it. They're like, look, polling is too damn hard. It's useless. It's not an effective strategy. Yet the Democrats continue to do it. And it's not their fault, because they may think that these polls are accurate. But let's look at what they're really doing. They're calling people on the phone. People who are busy, people who are working, taking care of their family, watching Wheel of Fortune, watching, you know, the James Holzhauer lose on Jeopardy, whatever they're doing. They don't want to talk on the phone. In fact, fewer people want to talk on the phone now than they did 10 years ago when polls were more accurate. The phone used to ring and everyone would be like, oh, get it. I'm so excited. When I was a kid, the phone ringing was like, oh, I wonder who it could be. We would run to the phone. We were so excited. Now my phone rings and I look at it like, who the hell is trying to get in touch with me? Why is somebody calling me? I don't want to be disturbed. In fact, the other day, a friend of mine, Tim, called me and I answered the phone and my daughter looks at me and goes, is that Tim? And I said, yeah, how did you know? She goes, because you answered the phone. I literally only answer the phone for immediate members of my family or him. He also happens to be my boss, so I feel that's an important phone call to take. But it's to the point now where 9 times out of 10, the phone goes right to voicemail until I can verify who's at the other end. So all of a sudden, you have a very skewed margin or a very skewed pot of people that are actually answering the phone. Most people don't answer the phone when somebody calls. The second thing is, most people are skeptical because of scammers, because of telemarketers, because they're getting interrupted, because people are stealing their identities. Most people are skeptical of anybody who calls you who you don't know, and they will not give out information. Clark Howard will tell you. Clark Howard, in fact, tells you, don't talk to anybody. Clark Howard once said to me, if you answer the phone and just say hello, they can take that and they can, you know, they can Jamie Dupree 2.0 your voice and they can start getting into your bank account somehow. So I don't like that. I mean, unfortunately, I speak on the radio for 2 hours a day. So if you wanted to steal my voice, It's easy to do. But the average person, you can now have your voice and your identity stolen just by answering hello when some strange number calls you. And they might say, is this Mark? And you go, yes. All of a sudden, they have a recording of your voice saying yes. So when they call your bank and they need voice verification of you saying yes, guess what? They have it. And that's how they start breaking into bank accounts. So when somebody calls you up and says, hey, I'd like to take a quick poll, you're going to be skeptical, especially if you're a Republican. I mean, most Republicans I know, A, don't answer the phone, and B, when they do, they don't talk to anybody, and C, they don't give out their personal information because it's none ya. All right? None your damn business. None of your business who I'm going to vote for. I'm going to vote for who I want to vote for. Plus, there is a very silent faction of people. The Democrats themselves have made it very difficult for people to admit that they voted for or are going to vote for Donald Trump. Think about this. Think about how the Democrats have basically made their entire polling system obsolete. They have destroyed the polling system. They have painted Donald Trump out to be a racist, a misogynist, a lunatic, what else? A homophobe, a Russian operative. I mean, basically a liar, a cheat, a schemer, a criminal, anything you can think of. They basically constantly browbeat, and the little red hats are like KKK masks, they say. All those things. Anyone who supports Donald Trump is a horrible person. And there's a lot of people like me who don't care. We don't care. We put, you know, we put the red hats on our, well, we had one on our Twitch. I don't know what happened to it. We talk about it. It's fine. We get on here. There's a lot of people who just don't care. But there's a lot of people who do care what other people think about them. And so while they will vote for Donald Trump, they just won't admit it. They don't want the harassment. They don't want to be browbeaten. They don't want to happen to them what happened to that boy in Washington, D.C., who got into a staring match with the old Indian guy. They don't want that to happen. You know, they don't want anyone accusing them of racism because they put a Trump sign in their yard. Or they don't know that the pollster on the other end of the phone doesn't have their address. And if they say, I'm a Republican and I'm voting for Trump, they're going to get toilet paper in their yard or a brick thrown through their window. They don't know that that's not going to happen. It's the same reason so many Trump supporters don't like to put Trump bumper stickers on their car, because they don't want to get keyed by crazy Antifa liberals who can't even stand the fact that anybody has a different opinion than they do. And because of all those reasons, so many Trump supporters who like what the president is doing, who have conservative values, who supported the president in 2016 and who will support him again in 2020, they're not going to tell you that. Because of the way the media and the press has portrayed Trump supporters. So anytime you see a poll that says Donald Trump is winning, is because when you call a lot of these Trump supporters, they are not going to tell you they're a Trump supporter, because they don't want to get the crap handed to them in the media or by their neighbors or by their liberal friends who, you know, again, just can't stand that somebody else may think differently than they do. And that's why these polls pretty much are all fake news. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of your phone calls. More of your open mic messages coming up. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, regarding that guy who's saying, Mark, you need to tell the truth about Donald Trump being a loser. You know, Donald Trump was down 18 points the day before the election on many polls, and he blew it out. Tell the truth. Give me a break.
Isn't it funny how all these Democrats constantly leave open mics about how we need to get over whatever with Donald Trump? The Democrats need to get over the fact they lost.
They're going to have to get over the fact that they lost again, too, because we are like 516 days away from Election Day. And it's going to be, I mean, look, there's nothing at all that points to the signs that Donald Trump is done for or doomed. In fact, there was an article just last week before all these polls, and I'm doing air quotes. You can't see that unless you're watching the stream. You know, until all these polls said that he's in dire straits. He's in jeopardy. He's got all these issues. Oh, Donald Trump's down in this state, down in that state. The red states are turning purple, and eventually they'll be blue. Before that, there were all of these reports about how the economic indicators and all of the typical indicators that show which way an election will swing were pointing in Donald Trump's favor. First of all, he's the incumbent. The economy's on the upswing. Unemployment is down. Those are all pretty big indicators of past successes for presidential campaigns. So we'll see what's gonna happen. 855-765-1045. Barry in St. Augustine. How are you, Barry?
Yeah, good morning. I'm fine. A couple of things. I wanted just to ask you, I'm a little disappointed that you're potentially painting a picture of sounds like we need to be afraid in this society to do anything anymore for a lot of reasons. And I don't agree with that, okay? We have a fighter in the White House. We should be fighters, and we should stand up for our rights. If we want to answer the damn phone, we answer the phone. Now, here's an example of something. A friend of mine and I were out at an establishment, and he had a MAGA hat on. And we were getting a lot of grief for it. So, you know, we weren't drinking. These people obviously were. It was this guy and his girlfriend. And we proceeded to catch a lot of grief, basically yelling and screaming at us. So we left. We left the establishment, and we started walking to our car, and they followed us. And when we got to my friend's car, he has a Donald Trump sign on it. And they started trying to take the sign off the car. Guess what two people won't be trying to do that again for a while?
Yeah, I imagine they sobered up pretty quickly when the fist started flying.
No, they don't even know. They didn't even know where they were the next morning. So what I'm going to tell you is this. We need to start sticking up for our rights in this country and stop being so PC and afraid of everything.
Right, and look,
that's what we have in the White House.
Yeah.
That's what we need to start doing.
And Barry, look, and I agree with you that there are, like I said, there's people like me that go out, you know, come on the air every day and talk about Donald Trump and tell the truth. There's people like you and your friend who wear the hats and put the signs on your car and beat up the liberals and all that great stuff. There's people who put the signs in their yard. There's people who get into debates with the pollsters when they call. But there's other people who don't. And that's fine, too. You have the right to protect your privacy in this country. And all I was trying to point out was, while there are a lot of people who are vocal, there are way more people who don't talk to pollsters, who don't advertise their views. They don't want to get into it. But when it comes time to vote, they want to make the right decision. They want to go back and put Donald Trump back into the White House. And the most important thing is not the bumper sticker. The most important thing is not the hat. The most important thing is not what you say when the pollster calls your house. And the most important thing is not who's in the lead in the Quinnipiac poll in June of 2019, 516 days before Election Day. What's most important is what you do on November 3rd, 2020, when you go into the voting booth and you fill in the little circle and you slide that thing through the machine. That's the most important thing. So, yeah, go out there and get into fights. Awesome. Stay home. Keep your mouth. I don't answer the phone, not because I'm scared of anyone. It's because I just don't like talking to people. I mean, I do, but I prefer to do it here on the radio. After this, I'm pretty much done talking to people for the rest of the day. 855-765-1045. We got a ton more phone calls coming up. Eric, hang tight. We're going to get to you. Everybody else on the line, hang tight. We're going to get to you guys, too, here in just a minute. Star 1045, if you're too lazy to dial 10 numbers. That's a lot easier to get through if you're on a cell phone. Star 1045. This is the Marque Show. More of your phone calls coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Marque more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Marque.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Marque Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Instead of worrying about the polls and what the numbers are, we need to be talking to other Republicans and show them what a true landslide is this time in 2020.
Those pollsters are god-dazzling, mother-fustrating son-of-a-biscuit eaters.
Thank you very much.
Well, that made me sweat a little bit. Wow. That was a close call. 855-765-104. That's an interesting point. That's an interesting point that he comes up with. Instead of worrying about the polls, let's just show him what a true landslide looks like. Johnny, with four other names, who's watching on our Facebook page, wrote, you know what I find interesting is all the states that Trump won, why would the people that voted for him turn on him and not vote for him again in 2020? And that's really what it all boils down to. If you voted for somebody in 2016 to be president, somebody as divisive, somebody as different, somebody as unique, somebody as Donald Trumpish as Donald Trump, what would possibly make you change your mind in the last 3 years? Especially in a state like North Carolina, or even a state like Michigan or Texas. What is it about what's gone on in the last 2 years, 3 years, that would make you possibly not vote for that person again? There's nothing. The economy is up. Unemployment is down. Taxes have been slashed. There's no impeachment. There's no collusion. There's none of these things. There's no reason why Donald Trump should not be president again. And there's no reason why every single person who voted for him shouldn't vote for him again. There's no blaring reason. There might be a personal reason. You know, maybe he said something that personally offended you, but on a grand scale, there's nothing that would turn the tide in favor of the Democrats. In fact, there's a lot that would make it an even bigger, as you said, almost like a mandate, like Reagan back in 84. Any of them. I mean, that's probably more like what you're looking at. Eric in Edgewater. How are you, Eric? Thanks for calling the Marques Show.
Great show. I thought you were going to have to bleep that guy.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Two quick points. The polls called it so wrong that Newsweek had to reprint almost 600,000 copies Election Day. They had Hillary Clinton on the cover of Newsweek. It said, Madam President.
Yeah.
But one organization called it. One organization said Trump was going to get 310 delegates while he got 306.
Yeah.
What's scary is that poll was Facebook. They see everybody's post. They see exactly who everybody wants. Facebook called the election. But it makes you think, all these fake polls, isn't that election tampering?
You know, I don't know. I don't think it is, because they're basically just asking people's opinions. And that's not election tampering. I mean, you can
they're fake results.
Well,
they're not reporting the true results.
I feel like what it is I feel like they're flawed results. I think that they're really reporting bad results, because as we stated earlier, they're not honest with pollsters. Liberals are, because, yeah, you think that everyone thinks that Donald Trump is bad. The media has led you to believe that every American, every person in the United, everyone in the world hates Donald Trump. You have been led to believe that. And so as a liberal, if somebody calls you and says, who are you voting for? You are going to be like Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. It doesn't matter how maniacal, how much of a lunatic that person is. Beto O'Rourke, who once wrote a story about fantasizing about running kids over with his car. Psychedelic Warlord was his pen name at the time. There are people telling pollsters they would rather vote for Beto O'Rourke than Donald Trump. Why? Because they love Beto O'Rourke? No. It's because they think that they're cooler for hating Donald Trump. They think that that stranger on the other end of the phone is going to go, wow, you're cool. You hate Donald Trump just like me. Yeah. Probably the questions are skewed that way. Polls are no good for anybody. They're especially not good for Democrats because they give them a false sense of hope. And every single poll, as you pointed out, got it wrong. Here's what happened. I started going out to these Trump rallies. I started here. There was one in Jacksonville, Tampa. I think I went to one in Orlando. There were like a bunch everywhere. I went to the convention in Cleveland, which was basically a big Trump rally. And the energy, I say this all the time, was unlike anything I've ever seen. And I've been to like a dozen rock concerts. You know, I've seen people in concert that have big speakers and stereo amplifiers and crowds of 50,000 people, and they're all drunk. There's nothing like the excitement of a Trump rally. There's nothing that is as loud, is as boisterous, is as vibrant as a Trump rally. To speak the Deerwood Rotary. I've told you this before. The Deerwood Rotary Club, they asked me to come and speak when I was working with Herman Cain. They wanted to know what we saw at the convention and what was going on the show and that kind of thing. And I went in for the morning. They had breakfast. It was lovely. There's all these dudes there. And I talked to for a little bit. And then I took questions. And one guy flat out said, who do you think is going to win the election. And I looked at him without stuttering or without without hesitation. I said, Donald Trump. And there was almost like a, really? Like, people didn't believe it. And these are conservative businessmen who knew, you know, they want Donald Trump, but they just didn't believe it. They didn't believe it could happen. They go, what, really? And I was shocked. And the reason I was shocked was because I had been to all these different rallies. I had seen the people. I had seen the people that came across the state and, you know, across multiple states. I'd seen the people that waited outside in the heat. I saw the people who bought the hats. I saw them en masse coming together to support this guy, this TV star who was finally saying things that they thought and that they felt and wanted to make their country great again. And I saw it and I felt it and I experienced it with my own eyes and with my own body and my own soul. And so being in that place and seeing how all these people reacted to this guy, I thought to myself, there's no way anyone could beat him. But to people that had never been to a Trump rally, people who had never seen him speak or people who had never experienced that kind of energy, that kind of event, the people that were so unfamiliar with what was going on the ground. And sure, you can watch it on TV, you can watch it on YouTube, but when Donald Trump says, you know, the fake news media, they're not going to show this crowd, look at this crowd. I want you to pan around, look at this crowd, it's huge. He ain't lying, folks. It's a huge crowd. It is a huge crowd, and they're not there for the beer. They're not there because it's their favorite concert star, singer, actor. They're not there for anything else. They're there to hear a guy in a suit with a New York accent talk about America and how to make it great again. And they come from all over, thousands upon thousands. And I said that to that guy. 6 months later, I saw him at a party. He comes up to me and goes, I don't know if you remember me. You came to speak at the Deerwood Rotary. I go, oh, yeah, how you doing? He goes, you know, you said Donald Trump was going to win, and I thought you were crazy, but you were right. And I said, yeah, next time you should go to a rally. That's why Donald Trump is kicking off his campaign right here in Florida, in Orlando, on June 18th. It's a Tuesday night. The rally is going to be at the Amway Center, which is a huge arena. And I guarantee if he hasn't already sold it out, and I, you know, sold in air quotes again because the tickets are free, it will be filled with people. Inside, outside, there's going to be vendors selling Keep America Great Again hats. There's going to be people protesting. There's going to be people protesting. The protesters will be there broadcasting live. It is an event. And unless the Democrats can find somebody who can draw the crowds that Donald Trump can draw, and unless the Democrats can find somebody who can stand on stage and inspire people the way Donald Trump can inspire people and sell people on a positive message for America, the way Donald Trump can sell people on a positive message for America, unless they can do that, I don't care what the polls say. They ain't got a shot in hell. 855-765-1045. We got to take another quick break. All right, coming up, it's time for What the Bleep. Do we have time? Yeah, we got time. 855-765-1045. Give us a buzz. Let us know if you want to play What the Bleep. We'll get two contestants here on the line. We'll hand out some more Mark K. Show prize packs. It's the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark K. Show. My name is Mark K. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. Somebody wrote, what is in the Mark K. Show prize package? That's a great question. It changes from day to day. We know that there's a Mark K. Show t-shirt, and if you don't know what those look like, just go to our Facebook page. I wear one, not every day, but I'm wearing one today. You can also check me out on my Instagram. You can see a bunch of photos. There's actually a photo of me and the other Josh, and I believe Hannah, all wearing the shirts on the same day. No, that's fake news. I forgot to wear it that day. But anyway, we give you a shirt, and then it's a random assortment of other News 104.5 junk, glasses, pens, stickers, that kind of, but it's well worth it. It's well worth the trouble. And we have a couple people now who want to go through the trouble of trying to win by playing What the Bleep. We start off today with Sue from Hastings. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Doing great, Sue. You ready to play some What the Bleep?
Sure.
Oh, sure. Why not? There's nothing else going on. Joe is in Fleming Island. Joe, you're going to be playing against Sue. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, great. Have you guys heard this game before?
Yeah.
No.
No, okay. Well, let me go through the rules. What I'm going to do, basically, is I'm going to start off. I'm going to play each of you a clip. You're going to hear a clip from the news this past week. I will bleep out one word, just one word. And if you hear multiple bleeps, it's the same word. And then you just have to tell me what word was bleeped out. Whoever, if you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins that coveted Mark K. Show prize pack. You got it?
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, Sue, we're going to start with you. Listen carefully and tell me what the bleep. This is, oh, by the way, I should just, I'll set it up for you. This is Joe Biden on the campaign trail. Tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
I want the press to know she f***ed me close. I just want you to know, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Can you play that?
Yeah, I'll play it for you one more time. Listen carefully.
I want the press to know she f***ed me close. I just want you to know, okay?
What the bleep, Sue?
Oh, hugging.
Hugging. Let's hear it.
I want the press to know she pulled me close. I just want you to know. Okay?
She pulled me close. That's very close, but hugging and pulling, totally different things. That's okay, though. We're still, Joe, that's just the first clue. We got plenty more time for you to take the lead. Joe, are you ready for your first one?
I'm ready.
All right, listen carefully. This is Donald Trump toasting the Queen of England in the UK this week. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long cherished and truly remarkable of Her Majesty the Queen.
What the bleep, Joe?
Could you play it one more?
Well, I can play it for you one more time. Sure, why not? Here we go. Listen carefully.
I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable of Her Majesty the Queen.
Eminence.
Eminence. Oh, that's a good word. That's a good word. I'm going to have to Google that one later. Listen carefully. Let's see if that's right.
And to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen.
Yeah, it's her reign, not her eminence. But that was a really like SAT-style guess. Good job. All right, Sue, back to you. We're still tied 0-0, so it's anyone's ballgame. This is what's his name? Michael Wolff talking about his latest book. I think it's called Trump Under Siege or something. I didn't read it. But anyway, listen carefully. Here he is on CNN discussing his latest tell-all about Donald Trump. Tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
Remember, this is Trump world. Everybody in it is, what would be the word?
What do you think, Sue? What the bleep?
Oh. Can you repeat it one more time?
Yeah, I know. You're like, oh, it could be anything.
Remember, this is Trump world. Everybody in it is, what would be the world? Word.
What would be the word? Oh, gee.
Remember, it's a family show, sort of.
What would be the world? Oh. I have no idea with that one.
You know what? Do you want to take a guess? Just throw anything out. Pick any noun. No. That's okay.
Really not sure.
That's all right. No, here we go. Let's listen and see what it was.
Remember, this is Trump world. Everybody in it is, what would be the word? A liar.
A liar. Yeah, that was a tricky one. All right, here we go. It's still 0-0. Joe, we have time for one more. Listen carefully. If you get this right, you win. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. This is Adam Kinzinger. He's a senator talking about the tariffs. He's a Republican senator talking about the tariffs on Mexico that Donald Trump wants to enact. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
There is a massive effect on my district and my district's farmers on top of the fact that everything's f***ing right now and they can't get the crops in the field.
What the bleep, Joe?
Everything's dead.
Everything's dead.
There is a massive effect on my district and my district's farmers on top of the fact that everything's flooding right now.
Flooding.
And they can't get the crops in the field.
That's the F word we were looking for. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. We have a longstanding tradition. If we tie the game at 0-0, then basically nobody gets anything. So thank you both. Thank you both for hanging out and wasting the last 7 minutes with us. Anyway, we're out. That's it. What a great show today. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thanks for all your open mic messages. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll do a little fake news Friday, and we'll bring you up to date on everything else that's going on in the world. Still, till then, stay tuned for the news and Rush Limbaugh. They're both next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.